In Las Vegas this morning, the Sands Hotel was reduced to rubble. The Nevada landmark fell to a demolition team.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
The Sands was a relic of the first glitzy era of the gambling city's rise from the desert. The implosion took place in the pre-dawn hours. This morning, dust was reported still to be in the air along the Las Vegas Strip. Nevada historian Frank Wright offers this appreciation of the Sands Hotel.
It wasn't the first hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. It was actually the fifth in a swift succession of elegant hotels to open during the post-World War II tourism boom, earning for Las Vegas its self-styled reputation as the entertainment capital of the world. Nor, at a mere 200 rooms sprawled out to enclose the swimming pool, was it the largest. Much of the success of the Sands through the 50s and 60s is attributable to the wizardry of publicist Al Freeman. It was he who in 1953 created one of the most indelible images of the entertainment capital. He had an entire gambling layout, including a floating crap game, dunked in the hotel swimming pool. Frank Sinatra first performed at the Sands in 1953. By the late 50s, Joey Bishop and Dean Martin joined Sinatra and Davis as regular performers, and the nucleus of the famed Rat Pack had formed. With the filming of the movie Ocean's 11, standing room only appearances by the stars of the movie became a regular feature of the Copa Room. The Sands' luster dimmed noticeably when Sinatra's long affiliation with the hotel ended after 1967. The Sands had become one of five Las Vegas hotels to be acquired by billionaire industrialist Howard Hughes. The Sands was greatly enlarged in 1965 with the construction of its distinctive cylindrical tower, but with the turn toward themed mega resorts of the 80s and 90s, it was just too small to compete. The Sands will be remembered mostly for the years of Sinatra and the Rat Pack. With its passing, Las Vegas has lost much of the heart of what connected it to its greatest period of big-name entertainment.
Frank Wright, speaking from the Crystal Palace Hotel down the street from what was the Sands. He's a historian at the Nevada State Museum and Historical Society in Las Vegas. A new 6,000-room hotel is planned for the site where the Sands used to be.